You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. 12 and a half minutes after eight. Let's go to the coalface right now. Adam Peacock. Code Sports and SEN host, long way from the, I don't know whether he's getting any lawn mowing work over there in Doha, but he's on the line right now. Adam, how you doing?
Well, I know one thing, Vossi, after a few weeks here, there's not many lawns. and everything. The best patches of grass.
Jim's mowing, not going good in Doha.
Al Wakra.
Yeah.
Well, no, Adam, there's no mowers club on a Saturday morning here on SEN in Doha. So,
yeah,
no,
well, a night, and what a, there'd like, be another problem with the mowers club here. Too. I'm just thinking the mowers club. Nick Davis, how would Nick fare in Qatar?
I reckon he'd struggle because the only golf club in town charges $500 for a round. So Nick hasn't got that much money. So yeah, not exactly cheap. His favourite pastime.
No, I played with Nick at Twin Creeks, and he's a very good golfer. Now, can you believe what's happened? Like, really, it's a remarkable result.
Yeah, extraordinary, Brandy. One of the best things I've ever seen with my own eyes. I've talking to someone else before, and the most joyous moments of my life were the four occasions that I helped. Well, I didn't do much, but I just watched four humans come and. Coming to the earth, but that was verging on that in terms of an adrenaline rush and a moment of amazement. It was incredible, mate. It was a team that is so together, and you always say it, and the great sides, even if they've got skill everywhere, they're still greater than the sum of all their parts. That's the old cliche. But this team, seriously, the sum of all their parts isn't very much, but it's a hundredfold in what they're able to come together and do together. It's extraordinary. It was something to behold tonight again.
It is one of the great examples. Sorry, Vossi, and we've been talking about this all morning. It is one of the great examples of the underdog winning, because when you go through that Denmark side that are ranked 10 in the world, and they have players right throughout their team that play in the top leagues around the globe, and our blokes are, you know, we've got a couple of Scottish Premier League players, we've got championship players, so the second tier in England, second tier in Japan, second tier in Germany, and A-League players.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary imbalance when you look at where they are and what they are in terms of what they've done in their career. But the Danish system is a good one, and that their proximity to Europe, and once the word gets out about certain players, then it opens the door for everyone else. And this is what's going to happen with the Socceroos. Like, Harry Suter is going to go to the Premier League. These players who are playing in Scotland are going to be looked at closer. Like, Tiano Backus, who's playing his first season in the Scottish Premier League, came on at half-time this morning and looked fantastic, looked completely at home. The Denmark side, they brought on a guy at half-time as the right-back substitute, and he's played 8 games in the Champions League for Benfica, one of the biggest clubs in Portugal this season. So these guys that they were playing against tonight were playing... he's on the bench. So they're playing these top level players who are just day in, day out in the best footballing environments in the world. And then we go and do that. It's amazing.
Giddy up. Now, I'm just going to say, can you isolate... If you want to... put on a pedestal just some individuals this morning for their efforts, what they did this morning. You've already mentioned Harry Suter, what he did, and there was one great saving moment there. But a few individuals to pinpoint this morning, Adam, for their contribution to the win?
Yeah, Matt Leckie for the goal. I mean, that's the greatest goal I've ever seen in my own eyes. And I was lucky enough to see Timmy's one against the Netherlands in 2014 for pure spectacular nature. That was unbelievable, the volley. But for what it meant and what he did and what he was going through, because in the first half he looked gassed because he was gassed from the other night. He puts a lot of physical effort into everything that he does, Matt Leckie, and he looked, the gauge looked nearly on empty, but he gets the ball on halfway and one-on-one with his defender makes him look like an idiot and scores the winner. So Matt Leckie, extraordinary. Ryland McGree looked like he belonged. As I said, Keanu Backus came off the bench. And as the game went on, and as soon as that goal went in, you thought, oh, what's left in the tank for all of the Socceroos after the huge effort against Tunisia? Everything lifted. It was amazing. For the next 15 minutes, they were much the better side. Unlucky not to get a second goal. They were creating some real issues for the Danish. But in the end, then you look at the clock and you go, right, we've got something to defend here. And then invariably, the Danish turned it over and started to pepper Australia, but no real clear-cut chances. So Matt Ryan was outstanding, I thought, really dominant, catching crosses and dealing with what was coming his way. But, hard to pick a bad one.
Yeah, that's a good point, but Adam, when you talk about, you know, and I think Graham Arnold, the preparation for this one, apparently the players did very little between the Tunisian game and this game because of how hard they have to work, because they aren't as talented individually as the teams that they're playing against, the work that they have to do in defence and the work that the miles that they have to cover to make sure that they are there whenever a ball is passed and whenever there is a threat, they've got to be there in numbers. And I think yeah. Arnold,
Look,
Graham
yeah,
Arnold
it's no different
deserves
to rugby league,
a big
Randy.
Round.
Hmm? Yeah, it's no different to rugby league with defensively in football.
Correct.
It's an attitude thing. It's a concentration and attitude. And yeah, you get the ball and you still have to concentrate and work your way through and use your brain and all of that. But with the defensive work that they were doing, that they didn't let themselves get tired by thinking, oh man, we're defending a lot. There was none of that body language that you saw. You saw that they were physically tired, but they were still making an effort. Like an instance in the 40th minute, Riley McGree got hit in the face by the ball. He blocked it with his face. It went in front of him. He chased it down. He came up with a bad cross. It was a tired looking cross. But then as soon as it turns over, he wasn't like, oh, I've got to get the air. He was bang on his bike to try and get the ball back again. So, yeah it was just sung of a team that knows what it's doing and knows what its cause is. And that's hard to find sometimes.
One last one, Adam, on the coach now, Graham Arnold. In the space of just over a week, the sky was falling at 4-1 against France in many people's opinion. Graham Arnold, I don't know what happens next for him, and he'll explore other opportunities, but wow, what a contrast to 1 week ago. He could write his own price now, couldn't he? As a Socceroos coach? He couldn't.
Well, yeah. The contract is that it's up at the end of the tournament, whenever the tournament ends, and all of a sudden, it's the greatest problem Graham Arnold's ever had in his life. It's the best position he's been contractually for a very long time. So, yeah, he can not write his own ticket, but he's going to have some offers, put it that way.
Yeah, great stuff. Adam, you enjoy it. So where do you celebrate? Do you just quietly, you know, just kick back, bowl of water or something? What are you doing?
No, you know me, Vossie. I'll be able to find a little cheeky little frothy somewhere. I'm just about to walk into a hotel full of 300 fanatics, actually. So, I'm going to have a few, but not too many.
You're sorted. Well done, Adam. And writing some brilliant pieces as well. Code Sports as well, Adam. Fantastic, some of the bits that you filed back here to Australia. So, well done, mate. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Good on you, Adam.
Adam Peacock right there. That has just been something else. This one... On the football side, wanting to know, can we work out the tally of what the Denmark players are on, their salaries as opposed to the Socceroos? That's homework for a listener, I think. I don't have time to go through and try and work out roughly what every player is on. But the short answer is it's big. It's a big difference.
Massive difference.
Thank you for the text. 21 after 8. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.